Hey, Rob here with G2B Reviews, and today we're going to review the Reuben sandwich. Tom?
The Reuben is on special today here at the Toad Hall. Gotta say, absolutely delicious. I'm a big fan of Reubens. I always, when I go to a restaurant, the one thing I do is I order a Reuben. You can always tell a good restaurant by how their Reuben is, because the Reuben is one of these simple things that is really easy to screw up. So if the restaurant screws up their Reuben, they don't have it together. But Toad Hall, brilliant Reuben. Then with their spicy coleslaw, perfect combination for dinner tonight.
In the past, I've heard that the Reuben is an old person sandwich. How do you feel about that?
It's not. Well, seeing as I'm an old person, I feel just fine with that.
You heard it right here. G2B, not an old person sandwich. And Mike says, fuck you. Reuben's not an old person sandwich.
Reubens are delicious. They are the best sandwich. They are delicious.
Reubens. Only at Toad Hall. Welcome to the NPR episode of Guys, Games, and Beer.
Wait a minute, it's called Humping Unicorns. How can this be
an NPR version with a name like Humping Unicorns?
I have corrected it on the title screen.
That's a lie.
Don't worry.
It's
called
Bumping the Unbumpable. That's the NPR.
Yes. If I didn't make the cover already, that would totally be it. Hi. Today we're going to talk about the deeper side of gaming. Yes, Larry.
Hey.
Excellent. Hey, it's Guy Skates and Beer!
Yay!
Mike's depressed and sad, so everybody give Mike a virtual hug. Maybe a little kissy. What'd you say? You feel a little hoarse? Oh, I misheard that. Remember that we're using the mic today. And because of the mic, you will not be heard if you are not actually in front of the mic. We've had problems with this in the past. Yelling will not help. Believe me, I've tried. So today we are talking about Humping the Unicorn. That one project, gaming project, or system that you never got or never finished. I would like to start with my Humped Unicorn. It didn't get humped. I have an Amiga 500. That's been sitting in Tom's basement for...
Oh, 6 months.
Yeah, and before that?
Oh, about 10 years.
Yes. We pulled it out of storage recently, and we are going to repair it. We've got part way. It powered up.
No, we did repair it. You figure we already got it up
and running. We did repair it.
We've got it up and running now.
Yeah, so it's better than it was.
Right. Now what do you need to do to it, though, Rob?
Now we got to fix the power supply, because it doesn't really have a power supply at this point. We just borrow one. And the second thing is I've got a... You're scaring me. You are scaring me right now. But anyway, I've got a device that will basically take out my floppy drive and replace it with a state-of-the-art SD drive. That's right, an Amiga running on modern flash technology. It's gonna be pretty cool, but it's not done yet. I'm hoping to have it done for MGC this year, though.
Does it have the toggle switch to switch between like 1.3 and 2.0?
No, I'm going pure, mister. I'm doing it raw.
We did change the ROMs in that back to the 1.3 because he wanted the original ROMs in it.
Because I want to run that one Dizzy game that won't run on the newer ROMs.
Won't run on 2.0.
That's true.
Then won't you have a hard time running games off of hard drives?
You can flash the ROMs in.
And
1.3 in the hard ROMs. And then bootload or boot kick 2.0 ROMs into it.
And it honestly does not have a hard drive in it, so it's just got the fake floppy, which will hold every floppy game ever.
On one single memory stick, yes.
Yep, so that's pretty awesome. Right. So how about your unicorn there, Tom?
I have spent the year humping every possible unicorn I could find. I think promiscuous...
Hold that horn, man.
That's right. Promiscuous doesn't even begin to describe my year of humping unicorns.
Oh, wait, are we supposed to...
Oh, no.
Are we supposed to talk about the ones we did, too?
You can if you want to. Wait.
Real quick, I'll mention it.
That's my point.
Got this nice mare outside.
I do have...
I
do have two victories from this year. And number one is I finally modded my 7800 to have AV out. That worked out pretty damn well. And I put a backlight into my Game Boy Pocket, which is awesome. I love that. That was actually my favorite.
So you've humped a couple of unicorns this year.
Yeah, I have actually successfully held the horn.
Good, good. Yeah, no, I... This year I kind of went overboard. So last year my big thing, if you remember, was Telengard. I got an original copy of the Commodore PET version of Telengard and repaired a Commodore PET so I could run that original copy of Telengard. So that was pretty unicorny right there. But I've always had two things, and I don't call them unicorns. I actually called one my holy grail of gaming, and the other one's the Ark of the Lost Covenant, but that's a whole other thing. So my holy grail has always been the CDTV. Ever since I saw one back in like 82 or 83, I thought, oh, this thing is really awesome. I want that. They're really hard to come by. They didn't make that many to start with.
I had the controller for a while. Right?
I know you did, which amazed me that you just got some odd random controller in some package you bought. Yeah. So earlier this year, in a very sketchy parking lot deal, I actually managed to acquire one down in Illinois. Literally, the guy fires it up on the back of his hood on an inverter, powers it up in the hood, in the parking lot so I can see it running. So sketchy thing. So that was one of my unicorns that has now been thoroughly humped.
That's the recommended way to do Craigslist.
I know it is. And then so if that was my holy grail, the Ark of the Lost Covenant for me has always been the original Odyssey 1 video game. So the original Odyssey 1, like 1976 vintage, is the original home video game. That is absolutely the worst thing you've ever seen. It is such a... It's got like one digital circuit in it, a flip-flop circuit that's done with transistors. That's as close to digital as it gets. Everything else in there was all analog circuitry.
So is it technically
a video game? Yeah, you play games on a video screen, so it's technically a video game.
NPR Rob says, you couldn't hear that. He asked, so is it technically a video game?
And I said, yes, it is, because you're playing a game on a video screen. But, so that, and the reason that I kind of think of that one is the Ark of the Covenant, because every time you open it up, your face just melts away. It's really that disgustingly, horribly bad of a game. It just, and when I was a kid, this was like, oh my God, it's a video game. We can play games on the TV. Yeah. So that, if you haven't played an Odyssey, I went through the work of actually getting this one up and running and usable, and we are going to be showing it at the Midwest Gaming Classic in April, and it will be available so you can actually play an original Odyssey.
As are all game systems in the G2B room. We are not the people who just show you a game system. We let you play the game system. So you come to our room.
Touch. We like it when you touch us.
Yes, we do.
I mean our games.
Yes.
I totally mean our
shameless
games.
Shameless plug.
We are doing shameless plugs. So that's the second unicorn I did this year. Now, earlier this year, something else, I used to have an SX64, a Commodore SX64. And stupid me, when I went to the Amiga, sold it off to pay for my Amiga. You know how that goes. I was trading up, it was like SX64. Well, the SX64 was like a luggable computer. So it's got this really cool little 5-inch CRT color monitor built into it, a floppy drive. It is an absolute amazing piece of kit. The two I've had, and I've only had two, I've never had issues with them failing.
Really, it's got a reputation.
Well, that doesn't surprise me, but it was Commodore. But it really is a cool piece of early 80s technology, because, again, it was a computer that was meant for executive use that you could
like
take around with you. Yeah, it was very much like the Osborne or like the CPM of the time.
They were like half our listeners. They just were like, what?
Before laptops, you literally had computers that you picked up and carried with you. They were called luggables, and they looked like basically like sewing machines, portable sewing machines that you took with you and weighed more than a sewing machine. Yeah, with like a 5-inch screen. There was the Osborne. There was the CPM. There was the Commodore. They're really interesting. Another piece of kit you'll see at MGC. We will have one there. So that was another unicorn I did this year.
Nice.
God, I've been doing unicorns.
That is a good one.
That was a good unicorn, too. So that was another one of my unicorns this year.
Tom shakes people down in the street. What kind of game do you
have? Exactly.
Give me that system.
So, you know, those are my three big ones, but I've done just so much hardware hacking this year. I have modded endless pieces of hardware this year. 2600 composite out, Intellivision composite out.
So you're doing the 7800, right?
I'm doing the 7800. Like now that you've done the 7800, I got to do my 7800. So this has been a year of humping unicorns for me. You know, I have to say, honestly, I don't think there is a unicorn I don't have right now.
Valley Astrocade.
Okay, oh, no. Thank you very much. Never mind. There's another.
I almost had it.
There's another unicorn out there. I'm coming for you. Count on it.
Mine too.
All right.
When he mentioned
7800,
you gotta actually talk into the mic.
Yeah, when he mentioned 7800, I heard someone say the other day, the greatest system nobody played.
I agree wholeheartedly.
Yeah, that's a great system. All right, well, I think Matt has his unicorn right here with him.
Did you get your unicorn today, Matt?
I got one of my unicorns today, yes. I have wanted a gaming laptop for a really, really long time. I've for the longest time had gaming PCs, gaming desktops.
Travis is gonna bust. I knew you couldn't resist. He's doomed.
Yep. So I decided I was gonna buy a TV this year, but I decided that my money would be better spent on something that I've wanted for like 5 years, which was a nice gaming laptop. So Travis helped me find a really good deal on the internets, and I picked that up today. I got an Asus G75VW, basically the same model that several of us either currently have or have had. It's really fast, and I'm really happy that I got it, so that's cool.
They are amazing gaming rigs, besides the fact that they use more power than most desktop computers.
Yeah, that's true, and I get to carry that in a bag, and I don't currently own a bag large enough for it. I'll have to fix that at some point. But yeah, this is something that I've been wanting for a really long time, and finally got this afternoon. One thing that I've wanted to do for a really long time, but still haven't, is finish any Final Fantasy game. And that's not a joke or an exaggeration. I've gotten real close with several of them and then just stopped. Nine is the one that I want to do the most because I love that game. But yeah, I mean, most people that played them have me beat by at least one. So
yeah, usually it's just one.
Right, and so it doesn't matter. But that's something that I've wanted to do, but
that is a good unicorn.
But need to.
I like that. So that is a good one. Yes.
Are you passing it along?
All right. Well, haven't really taken care of any of my unicorns. Just a couple I can think of. One. But I don't want to look that way. I have to turn my body.
But look at how handsome he is.
Yeah, look at how handsome.
Look at that. Well, one thing is. That seems a little high. Do they listen? Do they listen?
By the way, hello, new subscribers. We give gifts to new ones.
Thanks, guys.
Well, one thing is, I would. Some point I've been thinking about it for a long time too. Is I would like to get a gaming laptop at one point in the future, probably never.
Play with all of us.
Yeah, that would be nice. I have a PlayStation 3 that has been sitting on my living room floor for several months. It needs to have the solder reflowed. It needs some new thermal paste and some thermal pads, which I have not done at all, even though those things are dirt cheap. It's just sitting there. I'm like, I'll get to it eventually. I think I never will.
Okay, that's a unicorn.
Wow, that was very realistic.
I mean, I want
you know
to.
Yourself.
I want to, and I'm like, I'll get to it. I'll do it. But I feel it's probably going to sit there at least another couple months before I finally actually like, all right, I need to take care of this. I need to play me some PlayStation 3 games. Yeah, it's probably a good spot for me to leave off.
Awesome. I'm going to shoot. You want Mike?
Here you go.
Unicorn.
Hey, wow, thanks, man.
It's been a long week.
A couple unicorns of mine. I actually got to finish my game room. I got the game room all set up, which I always wanted for a long time. I can't tell you how long I've been talking about getting my game room.
No, you've been talking for a while. Yeah.
Yeah, I finally got that set up, so that was a while ago, but I was happy about that. So I'm happy to have my game room and all my stuff and everything like that ready to go and sit in a nice comfy room in a quiet, just me yelling at games half the time. But, like, games I haven't finished are, it's like, I usually buy in bulk around, like, the fall time because that's when they usually all come out. Or I just, like, buy them and then I like the game, but it's just, like, I find a new game to play and I just don't ever go back. So, like, a couple of games, like, Uncharted 3 I haven't beaten, Dead Space 3 I haven't beaten.
You beat one.
Dead Space?
Yeah.
Yeah, I beat it.
It has,
I beat it.
Now, so it's good that you
Yeah, I finished it when I could. I beat it, and then I sold it to get Dead Space 3. it was another game that came out around there. Right, it was Dead Space 3 and Alien Colonial Marines in Dead Space 1.
You know, Dead Space 3 pretty awesome.
It's pretty awesome. You get to create
I
your own.
It. I haven't played
you,
yet,
you
so
get to create
I
your
like
own.
Two.
You get to create your own weapons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you do. You get to assemble weapons. That's
yeah, yeah. And then the other one I haven't beaten is Last of Us, which was a really good game. I just haven't beaten it yet. I got to one point in the game and I was just like this. I got so angry at it, so I decided to quit.
That's my wall of shame. I don't know that I'll ever get back to it. I liked it.
Look, it's a good game, dude. Get back to it.
You know how you get sidetracked. You know, you get yeah. something
really
shiny.
And then, you know, life just takes toll and you're just like, oh, video games. Like, I got a rack full of games I beat, and then I have a rack full of games I haven't beat it.
Stupid Steve.
Steam does make it worse. And just being me as a PlayStation user, any kind of system, I keep on buying like new games for my old ones too. I just haven't beaten them. Yeah, it's horrible.
It's a sickness.
Yeah, it's a disease I can't fix. We might have. I'm surprised no one has had an intervention for us yet.
I think that Larry actually does all his dreams. I'm wondering what his unicorn could be. Larry is a man who goes and gets it. He is no wuss. If he wants it, he just grabs it. Mm.
You know, thanks for that. I'm about to go into my Santa Claus level list of failed projects.
Oh, you're going to the project section. Okay.
And you're all, oh, he goes after it.
Where my
ADT ADHD gets the best of me.
And it's still like in the diagnosis.
Oh God! Like for example, I have for years wanted to make a MAME machine. Nowhere close to doing that.
Damn,
you know, nowhere close to doing it. You know what the problem is? I get inspired to do a MAME machine, and then I feel like. No, I kind of just like sitting down playing video games.
You can do that. You make a cocktail table. Yeah.
Well, that's gonna be yeah, but that's an awkward position to play.
That whole hand gesture with that position.
Wow. That's just awkward. So, you know. It's unnatural.
No.
Nothing is an awkward position if you do it right, guys. Come on now.
And nothing's unnatural.
Fair enough. But so but along that same lines, more desired is I wanted to make a cockpit, so something I could install a driving rig, or the Steel Battalion controller. So basically make the controllers exchangeable, and I had the blueprints all drawn out, the measurements, the materials list all drawn up, and you know, and I had this great, I think it's a great idea for the seat. I was going to go to a junkyard and get a seat from junkyard, because then it's going to have the adjustable right in it, you know, you just bolt it to the wood and then it'll
spare
adjust.
Racing car seat, I did it.
Yeah,
use there. That
There you go, spirit racing car seat. You know, so, but, and then it was just like, I woke up one day and I just never went back, you know? So, Or as you all know, my now famously undone card game, you know. 3 days of furious activity to prototype.
It was really far along too.
Yeah. And nothing. So So you know, it's really hard to keep a high level of motivation going, you know. So
groups
don't help. So that's it is, you know. Then it's like, oh, we're just on to the next thing, you know.
Slogan, it's guys, games, and beer where dreams go to die.
Oh, hey,
nice.
So you know, and as far as things I just want to buy, I absolutely want a tapper machine. It's one of the best arcade machines ever. I've wanted one for a long time. It's different in its controls than a lot of them. It's unique in its controls. I want one with the brass rail and the place to put your glass and stuff. Yeah, I want a bar version.
Bar version or tapper? Yeah. Versus tapper.
Yeah. Yeah, I want Budweiser tapper.
The beer ones that they put out in the bar.
Yeah, so those are my unicorns. So
good unicorns.
So where are we going next?
Let's talk to Ben.
All right.
Who, by the way, watch this. You're going to love this. You're going to love this. I believe his unicorn is a job.
Oh, my God, I get to talk about my job. I'm employed. Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm deeply employed.
Next round on Ben.
Payday's not till Thursday, guys. I'm broke.
Oh, timing is everything. Next water on Ben.
Yep.
So that means we're going on Ben on Thursday. Got it.
Yeah. I can carry all of you. Well, my unicorn, I finally caught it. I get to get paid to work on video games. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. It's lots of bar games, so it's dartboards, pool tables, tabletops, touchscreen stuff, blah, 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 blah. But we do have pinball machines, which is dope as hell. But they are the laptop of the arcade world. They suck to work on. And I'm really excited about this, but you said that I couldn't talk too much about job, so mwah.
But you know I love you because I brought it up. Wait, all right.
Wait, give him back the mic. He's got to show off his cool little tie. Okay.
Yes, for the viewers, you get to see what I get to wear to work. So I did have a tactical bag with me, but
that's
then
IT combat right there.
They started calling it a purse, and I got offended. So I said, you know what? I'm dropping purse and I'm picking up a vest. So the internet is awesome, and I picked this up, and I've got all my tools, just plop right in there. So yeah. For those listeners, you just didn't get to see me take my vest off.
Survivalist preppers. I know.
Survivalist IT, just on Guys, Games, and Beer. All right, we've got Travis.
So, basically, I'm very similar along the vein of Larry, but I went as far to buy construction materials that are still sitting in my basement. I've been kind of working on a whole sim pit business. I kind of was hoping to kind of make a multifunction place where people could sit down, they could play games, maybe hook up a couple Xboxes. But the main thing was for Steel Battalion. Absolutely love it. Best met games by far. Has a little bit of a learning curve, obviously, but it's so beautiful. And since I have 3 controllers, I need a place to put them. But I was kind of hoping... if there's a really, really, really cool concept, it's actually it's in production. It's by Namco Bandai. They're called the Pod Systems, and it kind of expands on the old school like Tesla 2s that Mech Force and or like the BattleTech universe did with their like Mech Warrior based games. But there were basically curved projections where you could see a whole like 180 degree view. And it was just absolutely beautiful. I played it once in Japan, and I went absolutely nuts over it. This is something like, and unfortunately, you can't even buy in the States. Like, it's just such a big, heavy machine. They don't sell anywhere. If it was in the U.S. and they sold it for thousands of dollars, I would consider buying it. But, alas, it's very heavy, very big, and not available in the U.S. So I'm trying to build something very similar. Unfortunately, it comes down to my basement. I need to work on first. I was like, I don't want to spend... you know, the hundreds of dollars it would cost to set this setting up and then have it get destroyed by my basement. So it kind of took a back burner, and then I just stopped working on it. Womp womp.
Taking lessons from Larry.
Yeah. Yeah. It's sitting partially in the basement, partially finished. And then there's the gaming table. I would like to finish. There was one like $3 or $4 piece that I think kept me from finishing that.
Oh, you are taking.
Yeah. No. There's an L bracket that sat on top of the pool table that I lost somehow. I was like, I really was trying to keep good track of the parts. We got everything refelted. It basically converted a pool table. It was a slateless pool table. My girlfriend Jess and I did a fantastic job refelting it with beautiful blue felt. We got some nice brass fittings and everything. We repainted a lot of the old hardware and the edges and everything. So it's this nice brass and blue finished. And then I lost one fucking L bracket. And I just kicked me over the edge and I just never finished it. That's pretty much it. And it's still sitting in the basement.
Yay! You know, the funny thing about that is I totally understand the one thing that blocks you, and it could be the smallest thing. One of the things that's blocked me is that my circular saw blade is shot. It won't cut anything, and I just need to buy a new blade, and I just haven't gotten around to it.
Yeah, like the thing is, like, I could easily go out. I have to find new brackets for it. Like, basically, I have to re-corner each side because I can't use three unmatching ones, you know? So I was like, I could find, you know, a whole new set. I was just like, that just stopped my momentum totally. Cause like, I was on it for like 2 weeks. And I was just like, almost done, and then it just stopped.
That is not even, that's just beyond sad because you go on Amazon, it takes like 2 seconds, and you'll have it in a couple days. You guys suck.
Then again, I've probably done the exact same thing, so.
There are other factors into it too, but that was the main thing that stopped me.
Well, what have you learned today? Well,
that
I think
love humping unicorns.
Yes.
Anything.
That's true.
That and
I'll bump uglies with anything once. Maybe twice.
And that Travis really never stood a chance because he grew up with the crew from Guys, Games, and Beer.
This is what happens.
Failure. That's us. Thanks for watching Guys, Games, and Beer. Remember to visit us at www.guysgamesandbeer.net or .com. Doesn't matter. www.facebook.com/guysgamesandbeer.
Check out the Facebook. This guy gives away games all the freaking time. Go on the site. Get free games.
But you want more free games? Twitter at guysgamesbeer.
Guysgamesbeer. No and in there. Guys Games Beer. We are on Twitter and we give away games there all the time as well.
That is correct. Thank you very much for watching this episode. You guys have a great night. Bye.